Okay. It's on? Okay. I had spent 2 weeks on Dvarim Shebalev. Planned on finishing it this week, but there was a 2 week gap in between. There was Hanukkah, vacation. So after speaking to a number of people, I realized the continuity I had hoped was there had been lost. So I want to discuss something else tonight. It's the Gemara the Chof Amid Beis. Gemara says like this. The author of Dimi, Amr Reb Yochanan, Ochal velo ochal sheker. I will eat, I will not eat. Sheker was harasim ehocha, osi shovu bishmila sheker. Ochalti velo ochalti shov. As harasim ehocha, osi shisha shema shema kechala shov. Konamos over below yachal devoro. Okay. Let's first begin konamos over below yachol dvaro. Konamos neder, lo yachol dvaro has nothing to do whatsoever with sheker. Lo yachol dvaro means the Torah gave me an ability, different people interpret in different ways, to create isurim. Violating the isurim that the Torah gave me the ability to create, that is, for instance, let's say I have an alcoholic, likes wine, and decides the only way he's going to fight it is Bikabal Naziros. Naziros. He passes a wine store, I can't hold myself back, and I have to have that bottle of wine, takes the bottle of wine. It's not sheker, he says. What is it? The Torah asks, there's certain things that are also. And he's just violating Yisurim. It's not sheker. He just says, Hareini Nozer. He became a Nozer. Was he Mekayim with the Nether? Was he? He became a Nozer. There is an Isur for a Nozer to drink wine. So if you take a look, the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nazirus, he says, "Har Naziris Humachal Nidre Isser. Ava Vegila Chonitma O Ochum Megefena Yahina Reselo Keshtaim, Achzim Shalom Yachal Devaro." Now, that is, so by Yachal Devaro, Neder, Nedorim are Isurim. I create Isurim. Can I create Stam Isurim that has to be hektish? Those of you who know, well, every neder is hatfos and hektish, but I can create yisurim. And it functions like every other yisurim. For instance, if I take a carrot, and I say, konam carrot ze olai. Okay? And my wife throws it into the chicken soup. And then I said, what are you doing? I can't drink the carrot. I can't eat the carrot. She takes it out. I'm not going to eat the carrot. I have the tam of the carrot. But if it's an Isser, so Tam Yisurim are also. Halach is, Tam, the chicken soup is also. Why? A Neder has Yisurim, it's a Chepsa di Yisura. That's why there's such a thing as Hatfasa Zu Bazu. Zu means whatever Chalosh Shem is on this carrot should be on this apple. I want matzah, the apple and the carrot. It's chalos yisurim. That's what a neder does. That's what Rav Dimi says nedarim are all about. Has nothing to do with neder. Has nothing to do with sheker. Okay. Now we have in the middle ochalti lo ochalti. Now remember ochalti lo ochalti. Let's go back. To the mission, the very first mission, that Beis Amar Aleph. Shushtaim Shein Arba. What is Arba? Ochalti lo ochalti ochal velo ochal. Shtaim ksiv bekod, ksiv lohara lehetiv. Ochal lehetiv lo ochal lohara. Shema ua adin lo kol dover shu. Hen velav labo lohara lehetiv. So, and what's Arba? Yesh l'raz miru haksuvim. Shava ochalti velo ochalti. So, it's Shav, but it's not really Shav, because we have a Mishnah of Chavtes Samar Aleph that says what? Eitzel Ushua Shav. Nishba L'shanus is Hayudua L'odom. It used to be that if I say a man is a woman, so that was Shav. Okay, we live in different times. So, but nowadays if you say... So, Shansa Yadula Adam, Al Amit Shal Evan, Shahu Shal Zoha, Al Isha, Hu Isha, Isha, Shahu Ish, Dover Shiyavsh. It doesn't say about Achalti, Below Achalti. The answer is that two, when we say about Shav, there is what I would call the Chefts of Shav and the Isser of Losish. Losish Hashem Hashem Lo Kechol HaShav says anything that Bishas, according to Rav Dimi, Bishas Shvua, is sheker, then that is an iser lo sisa shem hashem kol shav. Now, half of, according to Rav Dimi, half of shav is shuas bitoy, and half of shav is shua shav, as I call the chefs of shav. That means, if I would take a shua that yesterday I ate 500 pounds of chicken over Sheyefsha. That's a Chefza Shavah. That's impossible. But if I say, yesterday I ate chicken, I didn't eat chicken, so it could be, couldn't be, it's a Lo Sisha Shema Kshem Lachav B'Shas, I say the Shavah, it's Sheker, but it's in the Parsha Shavah's beating, not in the Parsha Shavah Shavah. Shavah Shavah, as the Rambam says, is something that no sane person will be convinced by a shvua. If I say the roof here is 2 feet off the ground, no sane person will believe me. It's much higher than 2 feet off the ground. But it's only something that I'm using it in a constructive way to convince a person who could, it could be this way, it could be that way. Shein sofik ba'odam sholem, no sane person is going to be convinced by this. Okay. Now, we'll see that more later on. Then, lo sishavu b'shmila sheker. What does it mean? Now, you have to be very careful. Lo sishavu b'shmila sheker does not mean the maisa aveira is when I say the shvua. No. Ochal v'lo ochal. The maisa aveira, certainly according to almost all Rishonim, is later on when you violate the shvua. There's shvua b'dibor and shvua b'maisa, acting b'sheker, turning my statement into sheker, is those he shows. That's why, when do you give hasra? You give hasra at the time the person eats lo ochal, when he's about to eat the thing. You give him hasra. Now, this is that's the Gemara says, nishba v'hechlif. It's violating the shvua. So it's a sheka b'maisa. That is what Rav Dimi says. Then comes Ravin. Ravin Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. We'll take Ravin simply, and then we'll see a more creative approach to Ravin that apparently the Rambam took. Osn Ravin, Amar Rab Yirmi, Amar Rab Abohu, Amar Rab Yochtan. Ravin has a different version of what Rab Yochtan says. Ochalti v'lo ochalti is sheker. That's harasim v'lo sishovu b'shmila sheker. Ochal v'lo ochal over bal yachal devaro. So what does that mean? They're chalos isurim. Now, that could be one of two things. That could be Isurim Nerachal on the Chayfetz. That could be Isurim Nerachal on the Gavra. Ve'ezeho Shuar Shav Nishbal Hashanus Neyadul Adam. So he says, Lo Sis Hashem Hashem Lo Kechol Hashav is what? Is the same thing as Shuar Shav. Whatever Shuar Shav, that comes under the Lo Sasei of Lo Sis Hashem Hashem Lo Kechol Hashav. Okay, if I take Ravin just straight, Sheker is only Bishah that I, if it's Sheker when I swear, and the Machlokas is the Sheker B'maisa, only Sheker B'dibur, that's one Machlokas. Second Machlokas is whether or not the Isser of Shav and the Lo Sasei of Shav are the same or not, and what about Chalos Yisurim in a Shvuah? Okay, now, here, how do we paskin? Here, there are two Rishonim who are very clear in the Psak. It makes major differences in all and 20 different things from Meshach, the Masechta. The Ramban, Paskin straight Ravin. What does the Ramban understand Ravin to say? Sheker is only Sheker B'dibur, not Sheker B'maisa, number one. Sheker B'maisa is that in Shvua there is Chalos Yisurim, and as Tosis points out, certainly Konamos are also by Yachol Devaro. What is the difference? Difference is, as we say, in the Daram Dav Beis of a Beis, one's in Issa Garvan, one's in Issa Cheft. Now, the Ramban is very, very, very clear throughout that in Shvua there is no Chalos Yisurim on the person, on the object. There's no chalos on the object. That is why he disagrees with the Rimi Gash and the Rambam. Chatfosa chayfetz b'chayfetz in a shvur. If I say shvur shalo ochal ki kazeh, and then I say a second ki kazeh, it's nothing. Why? He says there's not a zeh. Nothing's chal on the chayfetz. Chatfosa requires a chalos on the chayfetz. If you don't have a chalos on the chayfetz, there's no zeh kazeh. Number one. That's number one disagreement. Number two disagreement with Rimi Gash and the Rambam. He says, there is no, the Rambam says, this Chatz Yishir. His understanding of Chatz Yishir is what? Let's say I say, Shua Shalo Ochal Kikazah. The Rambam says, if I take, so we paskin like Chachom against Rav Akiva, Kazayis. What about a Chatzi Zayis? So, Ramban says no. Why? He says, because what is the halach of Chozeli Yitztarufe? The machokas we all have learned between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Chatzi Shir Osem in HaTorah, Chatzi Shir is not Osem in HaTorah. He says, so if I have a Nevela, so the whole Nevela is one Chefsa de Yisura. Then I take a chatzi zayis, and it's a chatzi of a big chefsadi yisura. But he says that what is chazli yitzarufe? This chatzi zayis of nevela can be served to a different chatzi zayis of nevela. One, but it's talking about something that is a chefsadi yisura. Masha enkin, according to the Rambam, he doesn't say, he disagrees with the Rambam. Now, we'll see the two ways we can understand that. The Shittas of Rambam. The Rambam can either say that when there is a Chalos and a Chayfetz, but let's just, how does the Ran approach this issue of Hatfosa? How does he approach Chosli Yitzarufe? The Ran, he says like this, that the Rambam and Rimi Gar say there's Hatfos or Cheftz, that's impossible. There's no zu kazu. There's no chalos isurim on the objects. No. What about hatfasa gavra begavra? He says maybe, but then he says no. Why not? Because even if there's an isur on the gavra, there's no chalos on the gavra. He says ein shem toar olav. Nothing is chal on the gavra. He's not allowed to do it. A nazir, there's hatfasa gavra begavra. He becomes a nazir. He's kaddish. There's a chefza. There's a chalos on the gavra. Here in Shvur Shel Ochel, because there's no chalos in the garb. Number one. What does he do with the Ramban's question? Against the Rimi Gash and the Rambam on Chatzis Shir. He says like this. According to the Ramban, what is Rav Yochanan hold on Chatzis Shir also in our Torah? Holds Chatzis Shir also in our Torah, that this Chafetz can be mitzurf to a different Chatz, and I'll end up with one big Chafetz of the Yisur of a Kazayis. But that's not the Rambam's Mahalach. Rambam's Mahalach is a different Mahalach, he says. Any Maisa that later on can become mitzurf to a Maisa Veira, I can't begin to do. That's it. Don't get started where you can't go. You begin a Chatzis Ayis, this Maisa is potentially mitzurf to another Maisa. Any Maisa that can be combined with a different mice, become a mice of various also. Remember, when I was learning Shavuos, I asked my Rebbe Zichron Levracha, if so, why is it mutter to walk on Shabbos? It's always Chatzis Shir of Tchum Shabbos. First, that's why I asked him. He said, no. The Tchum Shabbos means on Shabbos, I have a certain radius, I'm at the center of a circle, of a 2,000 square two amos, I can't. The aveir is going over the border. So the first step I take is on the way to it, but that never becomes part of the maisa aveir. The aveir is only that last second you go over the border. But the Ran is talking about this maisa will become part of a different maisa aveir. That is how the Ran tries to defend it. But it's all coming from now. So what is the Ramban saying? Ramban, who paskens like Ravin, says, Ochalti v'lo ochalti is sheker. But, bal yachal dvaru is chalos yisurim, not chalos yisurim on the chefza. There are two types of bal yachal dvaru. It's bal yachal dvaru with chalos yisurim on the chefza, and yisurim on the gafra. That's why the Ran has a suffix, according to the Ramban, can be matzvahs gavra begavra, and he says, no, there's no chalos in the gavra. Okay. The Rambam has a whole different way of looking at things. The question is where he's coming from. The Rambam says, ochal velo ochal. Ochalti velo ochalti is all lo sishovu b'shmila sheker. All four. Now, that's not like the pashtus of Rav Dimi or of Ravin. Come on. He says, Shvua is also by Yachol Dvaro. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. Ish ki shava shvua ki yudin nedel Hashem. Lo Yachol Dvaro. Chol yotzi mipiv yase. So, there are two. Every Shvua has two Yisurim. Every Shvua lahaboh. Shula Shavar is only those who shavu b'shmila sheker. Shula Haba is those shavu b'shmila sheker by Yachol Dvaro. And also, it's also shavu b'shmila sheker. The Rambam is exceedingly clear. You could say, and Mefarshim and Rambam are at odds how we learn the Gemara. It could be simply, but we'll see what forced him to learn the Gemara, the psak the way he did. Is ki asa rovin amar abiyam amar abo amar abiyochon chalti lo chalti sheker. It's only sheker. Ocha v'lo ocha also gam bal yachol dvaro. It's also bal yachol dvaro. Not only sheker, it's also bal yachol dvaro. What would force them to say that? And where do they end up in major differences? But let's just, before we see what would have forced the Rambam to say that, and where they end up in major, major differences as a result, is there, the Rambam apparently holds that every shvua not only is a segavra, is an issa that's chal on the chefetz. How do I know that? Well, the simplest way of establishing that is by the fact the Rambam says it's hatfotza chefetz b'chefetz. But there's a much more direct and clear proof that it's not only sheker, there's an issa that's chal on the chefetz. That's as a Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Nun Hei, that talks about Tom Kiyaker. Story I gave you. I take a carrot, and I swoosh. And what happens? Konim carrot zelai. Okay? Konim carrot zelai. Then my wife throws into the chicken soup. We take it out of the chicken soup. It's Tom. The Gemara is talking only about neder. When the Rambam quotes the halach, he says also about shvua. Wait a second. If it's only sheker, I said I'm not going to eat the carrot. I'm not eating the carrot. There's no sheker in that. And if the halos yisurim is on the gavra, I'm not eating carrot. But apparently I treat every shvua shalo ocha dovazeh, I treat just like every other Dvar Isser in the Torah. The Rambam's major chiddush, that in the Tam Ki Iker, the Gemara is talking about Nadara. And the Rambam says, Mishinesel of Min Mimine Meichel, Bein Bened, Bein Bishvua, Perkei Alochates Hilchas Nadara. When it's Bashel, Im Minim Acherim, On it's Arvim Barim. Kaitza Nasa Babos Obayarism, he says. Nasa Bosa Ze Obayayan Ze, this carrot. It's a whole difference whether it's carrots in general or this carrot. Bosa Ze Obayayan Ze, Nish Bashal in my Yerek. He says, I said, this piece of meat is also, and I put it into some soup, and I take the meat out. The vegetables have tam bosa, it's also. The Gemara is talking about Nadara. The Rambam volunteers, Bein ben neder, Bein b'shvua. Ooh, wow. The Rambam is telling you very, very clearly, Perek, hey, Hilchos Nadara Malachates, that in Shvua, it's chal also on the chefetz. That's why my grandfather, Zecharin Levrocha, it's another strange Rambam. It's a strange Rambam. That I can take, if I have a carrot, I can ask you b'shvua of eating my carrot. Wait a second. How can I, if it's sheker, how can I do that? Grandfather said, that's another thing. I can create, not only once the isagavra's chal, there's also an isachefetz. He's according to my grandfather, Zecharon Levracha, Reb Chaim had a different shot in that Rambam, that I can create something that's only an Issachefetz. But let's leave that on the side. The biggest proof that according to the Rambam, there's a Chalos Isser on the Chayfet Shvua Shalo O Chal Kikazeh is from Tam Kikah. And then all the Ramban's kashas fall off. Now, how he understood Chatzi Shir, like the Ron who's trying to defend him, assuming there's no Chalos in the Chayfetz. Or just saying he agrees with the Ramban, that's a set we don't know. That's a whole other discussion, the Rambam's view on Chas Yishir. But according to the Rambam, so you have the Rambam pasking Shvua is Losi Shavu Shmuel Sarka and Bal Yachal Dvaro. Now, Bal Yachal Dvaro is Chalosi Surim, Losi Shavu Shmuel Sheker is Sheker. Now, since there are two Lavim, the question is, if I violated Mezid, so I get Malchus. What about violating the Shvua B'Shogeg, where I bring a carbon For which los haseh do I bring a carbon? So the Rambam is very, very clear in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Los haseh samach aleph. Here he's very, he talks more here in certain ways than he does in the Yad. See, Ranu me avor al shuas bitur. The aver is not the swearing of the shuas bitur; it's violating the shuas bitur. Who amar yasale lo shov b'shmila shaka. Or shuas bitur who unshinish balin yonim sheef shalonu shenas osam, something that I can do. Or shalonasim, or I am not allowed to do. Now is it or I cannot do if I say I will pick up weight of 10,000 pounds, I can't do that. So such a shvu is not a shvu sheker, that's a shvu shof. But what about shvu she'ochel nevelos? It doesn't matter whether I can't do it physically or I can't do it because the Torah told me not to do it. There's no difference between my eating nevel and picking up a weight of 10,000 pounds. Shuah she'iyavsh. The Rambam says that. With that, he agrees with Rashi and Daf Chavov Amar Aleph. Rashi and Daf Chavov Amar Aleph says, third line, my miyat mitz, the dova she'iyavshahu. The dova she'iyavsh. Ramban Bulsi agrees with that. It is not a separate carrier levatel. It comes under the Shuah Shav of Iyavsh. Rambam says it very black and white. And he says, and what is the onesh? And what is the onesh for violating? A korban. In Bal Yachal, he doesn't mention korban. So, even though there are two averis every time you violate a shvuah, but the carbon is only losi shavu b'shmila sheker. Now, so they're coming from two different angles. Now let's take another Gemara that should be familiar to everybody. More in the Dora. Should be familiar from the morning. You haven't gotten there in the Dora yet. The Mishnah says daf tazayin amar alef. Sechome b'shvuas mebedarim. Chum and the Dorim b'shuas. Certain chumas each one has over the other. So the Gemara talks. What about a shvua levatelas hamitzvah? Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Shmuel, meinayin shein not nishboyan la'avar la'mitzvah. Tamad lomar, lo yachol dvoro, dvoro lo yachol, avo mechuhu lechavtze shamayim. Okay. You violate Chepse Shemayim. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What's the difference between Neder and Shvua? They say, one is this a Gavra, one is this a Chepse. So if I say Shua Shelo Oniach Tfilin, what do you mean? I have to put on Tfilin. Now I'm saying, I won't put on Tfilin. So I have to do something. So I can't do it against which I already have to do. So Rambam says, it's over sheyefsh, because I already have to do it. But if I say, konam tfilim zu'alai, konam tfilim alai, so I say there's an isra on the tfilin, so it doesn't violate any, the tfilin doesn't have to do anything. So I have to put on tfilin. I can't make myself chayav not to put on tfilin. The two chiyuvim contradict each other. Hashem came putting an iser on the tefillin. That's what the Gemara says. One is chal on the cheftz, and one is chal on the gavra. That means there's no real difference between shvu and neder. It's a difference between gavra and cheftz. So the Gemara says as follows. V'she'ein nishboin la'avar la'mitzvah me'hocha nafgalei. It's from here. There's another. There's another. Tamalor her lehetif. Mahatova reshus of haror, shus a mission of Chav Zion. Yotzenish belavatl samit velobitl. Shein her shus beyodo. So the Gemara says, Chad le miftere mi carbon. One says he's potter from a carbon. Chad le miftere mi lav de shvu, the lav of a shvu. Wait a second. According to the Ramban, this Gemara is very strange. Because Mechel Hu Lechetze Shemayim says what? There is no lav. If there's no lav, so why do I need a second thing to say I'm potter from a carbon? There's no lav, certainly you don't have a korban. Because according to the Ramban, all shvua lahaba is always bayachal dvara. So korban comes for bayachal dvara. For bach yorah and shvua, not bayachal dvara and nedara. So if that's so, then, and meichel hu lechetze shemayim says there's no bayachal when I get to lechetze shemayim, so there's no carbon. So why need a second thing about carbon? How does the Ramban answer that? I mean, that's an obvious problem that the Ramban had to answer. So anyone who saw the Ramban on Daf Chav Dalet in Chedushim or at the end says the Ramban says very simple. If it is b'kolel. But without kolel, I don't need it. So if I say shua shelo shua she'ochal, bosor, kol ha'bosor b'bayis hazeh, all the meat in this house I'm going to eat. I'm going to finish up. It has means nevela's there. And I come to eat nevela, we say, don't eat nevela. So, don't do it. So it's not chal levato, lo sase, bekum vase, bekolo. So that is what mechul chavse shemayim. That's number one. Or mechul chavse shemayim is something else. There are two ends to it. Mechul chavse shemayim says, shua shelo chal matzo kol ashono. So, when comes Pesach, what do you tell him? Don't eat matzah. It's chal levatel b'sheval taisa, according to the Ramban, according to the Rif of Yerushalmi. But if he would eat matzah l'el Pesach in violation of the Shavuot, there's no carbon. Chavse Shemayim are not included in the Chi of carbon. So it's only talking about kolel. It's not talking b'chlal about anything else because the lahara lehetiv. Let me back up. Divrei reshus only divrei reshus amachayev a carbon. But if I take a shvua about chavse shemayim. Direct, there's no lav. Shua shelo ocha matzah leil Pesach, there's no lo sase. Shua shelo ocha nevela, there is no lo sase. How do I know? Mech mulu chavse shemayim. Tells me there's no lav on chavse shemayim. But b'kolel is not chavse shemayim. Excuse me, I overstated it. Let me go back. So if I talk about matzah leil Pesach, that's chavse shemayim. Matzah kol hashon is not chavse shemayim. So only I have a problem with Lahara Lehetif. So that's how the Ramban had to take this Gemara out of its simple way of talking and to introduce Kolel into this Gemara. So the only time you have to say Levatel is the mitzvah of Lahara Lehetif is when? If it's B'Kolel. If it's not B'Kolel, so mechul chavse shemayim say there's no love on chavse shemayim. Kol is not chavse shemayim. Matzah kol hashana. I'll say I will not for the next 30 days be in a place with any horizontal covering over me. And the next 30 days is sukkah, so I can't be in sukkah. That's not chavse shemayim. Shua shelo eishav b'sukkah b'sukkahs, that is chavse shemayim. So Chafetz Shemayim are not included in Bayachol if I go directly against Chafetz Shemayim. That's how the Ramban. Okay. On the other hand, the Rambam had a very simple way of going through the Gemara. A very, very simple way of going through the Gemara. How did he go through the Gemara? He says, wait a second. When it comes to Baba Yachal Devaro Mechu Chafetz Shemayim, so that does not apply to Shua in general. Korban, Lo Sishavu Bishmi LaShaker, it's a totally different thing. Lohar LaHater. Therefore, so let's say one area where there's going to be a clear machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's say Shua Shal, the Rif's Halacha. Shua Shalo Ochal Matzah Kol Hashana. Okay. So comes Pesach, he's not allowed to eat matzah. Let's say he does eat matzah. So comes the Ramban and say, wait a second. That's what this Gemara is talking about, Lohar Lehetek. Because if he takes a Shua Shloch HaMatzah Leil Pesach, so that's under Mechul Chafetz Shemayim. But if he takes it Bekolel, that's Lohar Lehetek. Therefore, says the Ramban, he's not allowed to eat. But if he does eat Matzah Leil Pesach, the Ramban put him in a carbon. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. One, if it's a straight out Chafetz Shemayim, so then there's no loss to say Bechlal. But if it's not straight out Chafetz Shemayim, it's Kolo. So then there's a separate halacha. The Chiv and Bittel Karbe, Chiv Karben only comes from Tiferet Rishus and eating matzah Leil Pesach, not Tiferet Rishus. If you take a look in the Rambam quotes the Rif, where he says that if you eat, if I take Shua Shalom Ocha Matzah Kol Hashana, so then it's also Leil Pesach. Let's say I do eat Matzah Leil Pesach. I do eat Matzah Leil Pesach. Chayav a Korban. Why? Very simple. The Rambam said, I'm talking about a Gemara here. The Gemara says, there's is Lo Sishavu Bashmi LaShoker is only is Lohara Lahaitiv. That's so here in my shua that I will not eat matzah the entire year, there's a tremendous amount of rishus. I only bump into mitzvah Leil Pesach. So therefore it's considered divrei rishus. And what about, and there's no bayachal devara. So now, I don't have a raya for it. At times I've thought, the Rambam's interesting psak, that it doesn't seem like anybody, what pushed him into it, it's a much simpler way of learning the Gemara here in the Nedarim. The Gemara seems to say that every Shvua has two things. There's the lav of Shvua, Bayachal Dvaro, and there's Korban. And Korban comes from something other than Bayachal Dvaro. So he got into a situation, and he says, wait a second. So how do I interpret the Gemara here, the Chof Amid Aleph? Wait a second. So must be, he has to pass like one of the Mandamrim. Must be that here, and the Chof Amid Aleph, it must be that Ravin comes to add on. He says, you, Ravdimi, said, Ochalti lo ochalti sheker, Shav, I disagree with you. But, Ochavaloch, but, Ochalti lo ochal, oh, I agree with you that Ochavalo ochal is sheker, but I also add, he's adding on to Rav Dimi, that Ochalti lo ochalti was also sheker. And, Ochavalo ochal is also by Yachal Devaro. If that's how he interprets Rav Dimi, the Ravin, so then I understand he's passing like Ravin, but with a very unusual pshat in Ravin. What would have pushed the Rambam to take such an unusual pshat in Ravin? Well, he was confronted with a very difficult Gemara here on Daf Tazayin, because the simple and Tazayinim and Beishir and Zayinim and Aleph, that you have a situation, there's no Bal Yachol, and there is a question, yes, Chi of Korban or not a Chi of Korban. How do you do that? By saying, no, Shur Sha'ochav O'ochav, besides Bal Yachol, there's also Lusi Shavu B'Shmila Shoker, and the Mokka for Korban is Lusi Shavu B'Shmila Shoker. So, when the Rambam says Bal Yachol, now we understand the Rambam even better, going back to the Rambam in the very beginning. Shur is an Isigavra. And that's very clear. And what is in Losi Shovu Bushmila Sheker is Sheker B'dibor Ochalti V'lo Ochalti. Sheker B'maisa Yiv Ochal V'lo Ochal. The two types of Sheker. Sheker when I say it, and I act in a Sheker way. Two separate Sheker. One is Ovar and one is Osi. But it's an Isser of Sheker. That's one. There's a Chalosi Surim though. The Chalosi Surim are what? That's something chal in the chefze. That's why the Rambam says this hadfos a chefze b'chefze, because there is a chalos in the chefze. That's why the Rambam says this tam ki ikir. The biggest riot that is a chalos in the chefze is tam ki ikir. Now, Rambam could be talking only when there's this in the gavra, there's also this in the chefze. Is the Rambam of the opinion that it can be only in this chefze? That depends on the pshat. I mentioned my grandfather's pshat. Reb Chaim had a different mahalach than the Rambam. If I have, let's say, my carrot, I can ask for you from eating my carrot with a shvua. If sheker is not sheker, you didn't say it, I said it. So it's only, that means, the chiddush there is the Rambam would be of the opinion that there is a pure Yisachevtz, like some Risharim say in the din of Shua B'loshin Ned. But this is how the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam, each one understands Shua in a different way. The Ramban, there's no inyan of Sheker. The Ran, there's no inyan of Sheker, it's just Isurim on the Gavra. There's a chalos isurim bal yachal dvaro. Neder is isurim on the chefza. Shul is isurim on the gavra. There is no, in shul or osid, there is no inyan of sheker whatsoever. And there's only sheker bedibur. Hashem Kang, the Rambam, no. Every shvua has two things. There's a shvua haba. There's inyan sheker, acting sheker. He says being over on it. And the onesh for being over on it is malchus and carbon. And then there's bayachal dvaro. Bayachal dvaro is a whole different thing. There's a chalos yisurim on the chayfetz. And is there also bayachal chalos yisurim on the gavra? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's hard to tell where and when. For instance, shua shal, if a person says, it takes a shvua that he's going to run around the block 10 times. Okay, there's no chayfetz of an issa to be chal on, just the pulas agar. So is there bal yachal dvar on that? Maybe yes, maybe no. But certainly, when the Rambam's unique sheet of the chalos issa on the chayfetz, that is nothing to do with sheker, lo sishavu b'shmila sheker, that's only bal yachal. When he talks about tam ki ikir, that's only Bal Yachol. That's what I wanted to discuss. Mitzvah Hashem next week. We'll talk about some other inyanim that tie many of the sugyos we've seen together.